The Defense Department wants to bring the length of its IT development cycles down. The target, DOD-wide, is a year and a half. Steve Wirt is the Air Force Program Executive Officer for C4ISR. That's Command, Control, Communications, Computers, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. He says he's looking at even shorter timelines, and they're in place now.
As a milestone decision authority and a PEO, I've made a rule on my programs that development cycles will be 12 months or less, depending on the extent of test, 18 months to field. And I do expect rare exceptions, but actually I haven't had to approve any yet. So it is possible.
Wirt spoke to industry leaders at NFCA luncheon in Pentagon City. DOD's roadmap for IT acquisition reform was presented to Congress late last year, with the centerpiece being shorter, more agile development cycles for information technology. The department said it intended to move toward systems that can be developed and fielded in less than 18 months, a big change from a process that Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn said was taking up to 7 years. Wirt says shortening the acquisition cycle definitely requires a change in culture and in thinking from the prolonged weapons system acquisition model that the military services are used to. But he says it can be done with effective, strict oversight.
Cost and schedule overruns are really so commonplace occurrences in how we do business that we've kind of become used to it. That represents a huge waste of resources. In my initial reviews on my programs as I became a new PEO, it was a common occurrence for someone, a program manager, to walk in, tell me we've had a little issue, it's going to take 3 more months, and they were shocked when I said, no, it's not. Figure it out.
And Wirt says there's no good reason for IT projects to take a long time anymore. He says the days of issuing a solicitation for hundreds of thousands of lines of customized computer code to meet a particular requirement are largely over for both industry and for government.
We are seeing proof that within the past few years, IT infrastructure, things we call service-oriented architectures, are becoming readily available. It used to be, how do we design one? Now it's pick one and buy it. Nobody develops software that way anymore. It already exists.
But one challenge Wirt faces in buying IT off the shelf or from anywhere else is a lack of skilled acquisition experts in-house. It's been a familiar refrain lately, but he says DOD clearly outsourced and downsized too much of its acquisition workforce over the last decade.
The atrophy that happened, especially in our government workforce, really is shocking. We went so far below critical mass. Last May, I did a deep dive on a $1 billion FMS program, and we had 4 civilian employees and a handful of ANAS. $1 billion program. So we clearly went too far.
It is a problem DOD leaders recognize. The acquisition workforce is one of the few areas Secretary Robert Gates exempted in his hiring freeze in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. And Congress included provisions designed to strengthen the acquisition workforce in the 2011 Defense Authorization Bill. President Obama signed that measure in January. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.